Hey guys, welcome back to the 30-day keto challenge. We are currently on day number 7. All right guys, so I've been gone for a couple days. I believe the last episode I posted was 2 days in. And I don't know, I got kind of busy. And then I started to realize that if I do it every day, I think that it's kind of a hindrance in a way. I think that the more I think about it, the harder it becomes. Because I'm one of those people that if I think about food, bad food is what I end up eating. So I have found that working from home allows me to kind of take away those options to just go grab something that's not really going to work for this diet. For whatever reason, I've had tuna in my cabinet for ever, like since the first hurricane scare I got my first like month down in New Orleans. So I stacked up on all these canned goods because I was, you know, I panicked. Like people, you know, you go to Walmart when they talk about a possible hurricane and people are just in there buying everything that stays good for a long time. And then it just ends up raining for like an hour and that was it. But I found that tuna has become like my best friend. It's tuna and avocado. That's my, and I'm going to talk about this later, but just, it's helped me because those are such simple foods. They're whole foods. They're easy to consume. They're easy to digest. And they just have really worked for me. So that I kind of got off on a tangent there, but let's back up. So I've been gone for a couple of days. And like I said, not podcasting every day is a benefit to me because it allows me to not focus on my diet so much because I do want this to become a lifestyle. Like I'm doing this for 30 days hardcore, just to get acclimated. But I fully intend to continue for the foreseeable future because as it stands right now, it is something that I can do and it's relatively simple. The carnivore thing, that was my initial intent to start out, but I've talked about it before, that doctor that everyone's like following, I'm not buying what he's selling, unfortunately. And I think to a certain extent he's on something, but that community needs a better spokesperson because that guy looks nuts and now he's on Instagram like attacking the keto diet. And it's like, come on, man, you're just, you know, throwing arrows at everybody. It's like, I understand, you know, and honestly, I feel like this is sort of a case where this guy is maybe creating his enemies. Like he's kind of like, I don't want to say that, but he's just kind of one of those guys that, you know, is trying to play the victim in a way. And it's, you know, I totally understand what he's saying, but people who follow him choose to follow him. And if he's leading them astray, you know, that's no different than any of the other causes that have led people astray. So I don't want to attack the guy, but I just don't. I can't buy what he's selling, unfortunately. And maybe just because I can't relate to him. He doesn't look like anybody I know. He doesn't, you know, he's not for me. And so I am not going to do that per se. Now, I will be more meat conscious. Like, I'm definitely going to eat more red meat, I think, because for whatever reason, my body is digesting it on a pretty good right now. Which I'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But everything's going good. 7 days in, I feel good. And I'm actually pretty surprised because I just didn't expect to kind of feel this way, having worked out every day this soon. Like, I don't feel amazing, but I feel much better than I have in the past. I feel a lot like the first time I tried keto. Whereas like the second and third time I tried it, I felt terrible both times. So this go around is feeling much more like the first time I did it. But I do think that I'm doing it with more whole foods, and I'm not really so, you know, focused on the macros initially, because I just want to get I just wanted to eliminate the carbs. So, but that's that. I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm gonna come back and talk about my weight. All right. So I started keto 7 days ago, or I guess, yeah, I'm on day 7, and my starting weight was 335 pounds. And as of this morning, post-workout, I was 324 pounds, so 324.4. So that's a little bit over 10 pounds that I've lost in 7 days, which was kind of to be expected, but not because of my past experiences. So I'll kind of talk about the factors that I think have led to that here in just a second. Okay. So, 324.4, that's my current weight. Feels good. I would say that there are a couple of factors there. So the keto diet obviously forces water out of your system. So that's one thing. I have been exercising pretty consistently. I don't think I've maybe missed one day since we started. Maybe two. Maybe I've taken 2 days off. The last off day I had was interesting because it was, I want to say, Thursday. Today's Sunday. So Thursday, I believe I took a day off. And I did that because I felt weird. Like, I just felt really weird. Like, my insides just didn't feel right. And I did, you know, I didn't think it was anything I had ate. I don't know. It was just one of those feelings, like, sometimes you have those days where your body just tells you, hey, you need to relax today. So that was that day. Like, it wasn't anything that I have associated with keto flu or anything like that, but it did, it was enough of a uncomfortable feeling for me to just stay at home. Now, I want to preface this by saying that along with the keto diet, I have pretty much eliminated, I would say, about 80% of my dairy that I've been eating. So when I started keto, I also was not going to include cheese and heavy cream and things like that into my diet. Because normally, you know, those are things that people who start keto, they, you know, oh, you can have cheese and this and that. Well, I know that, and I appreciate it because I do love heavy whipping cream in my coffee. But I, you know, off of the advice of a friend of mine, who I told, you know, like, hey, I'm working on my gut health. And, you know, she mentioned dairy, and people always talk about dairy, but you kind of forget about it because it's just such a staple in most people's diets. But, you know, I've heard those studies that say that, you know, milk and dairy is one of those things that, you know, the human body just doesn't really want or need a majority of the time. And I understand vitamin D and all that stuff, but my understanding is that you can get those from other sources as well. So that was a factor. So I cut my dairy out by 80%. I was still having, butter, which, you know, was kind of like, oh, I'm going for 100% cut out. But then I realized, okay, butter, I do want in my diet. So I'm keeping that. And, let's see. I had, I just bought some, almond milk, which I don't, you know, I'd have to read the ingredients to fully understand what's in almond milk, but, it's really low calorie and low carb. So I'll talk about that in a second. But, so for the most part, the majority of my dairies are gone. And then the other thing I did was, I went to GNC and I got a couple of things, a couple of supplements, and I went to Walmart and got the rest of them because it's like, nah, I don't really need to spend GNC money on supplements that you can get at Walmart for $6-$7. So, but back to the interesting day. So, you know, I'd been taking the supplements for the majority of them are for gut health, and we'll talk about those in a second because I want to read those off. And I cut the dairy. So, when I say supplements. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 total. 9 if you include creatine. I just added keto meal as well. So 9, 10, maybe 10-ish supplements that I'm taking. But a good 8 of them are I'm taking on a daily basis and maybe 2 to 3 times a day. So I've been taking those since I started the keto diet. And then Thursday, I had that weird day where I was like, God, what is wrong? I don't know. I don't understand. And I wasn't like bloated. There was nothing. I just was queasy on the inside. Like I could feel it. It wasn't enough to like disrupt me, but just enough for me to take mental note. And I was about 333 that day. And so it's like a 2-pound difference, right? And that's a couple of days into the diet. And so I went to bed, and then I got up the next morning, and I don't know what it was, but like I took like 3 dumps within like maybe 12 hours, maybe 4 dumps now that I think about it. And I know this is gross, but like 4 dumps in 12 hours. And none of them were like massive or anything like that, but they were all very interesting looking. And I'm sorry, I know it's gross, but I think that that look is attributed to one of the supplements I'm taking that is activated charcoal. So I think that had something to do with it, because I know what that does in the body. So after that, you know, I went and worked out after work that day, came home and had dropped from 333 the previous day to 327. So I dropped about 6 pounds in a matter of 24 hours. And I didn't feel any worse. Like I didn't feel bad at all. Like I actually felt better. Obviously you would after that many, you know, stops at the toilet. But so that was like where my big jump has been. And then it's been there. It's been very steady ever since. So that's great. Like my poops haven't slowed down any. I mean, they're smaller. They're not as big. But, you know, I think I'm giving my system a bit of a break by cutting out the carbs, because I just think that the carbs are, you know, moving all of that stuff through your body so quickly. And then the supplements are helping me to kind of take up what I can and then push out what I can't. So that's a part of that. But so let's see. I want to talk about my supplements next, and then we'll talk about where we're going from here. Okay. So in this segment, I wanted to talk about the supplements that I'm taking. You'll probably hear the stuff kind of shaking around. They're all pills for the most part. Hopefully it's not too annoying, but I'll start with the newest addition, which is Keto Meal. I just went to GNC because I saw they had it when I went in there last time for these gut health supplements. So this brand, which they had like a little shelf with keto stuff on it, but they don't have price tags on them because it's expensive. It's stupid expensive. So I got this tub and it's got 20 servings in it. And so a serving is 1 scoop and it was $60. The catch is that realistically, if you're going to like, I took Keto Meal to be a meal replacement, so it would replace one of your meals. But 1 scoop is only 170 calories. So most people who do these, they do like 2 scoops. And, you know, it's that's not really, you know, $60 for essentially 10 servings. That's expensive, you know, but then I have to kind of, to me, I have to kind of equate it to, okay, $6 a meal. That's not terrible. I mean, you could do, and you have done much worse. I mean, today I had my first like legit cheat meal and I spent almost $20 on 2 burgers from 5 Guys. Now I got them wrapped in lettuce, but you know, it felt like a cheat. It tasted like a cheat. But I mean, if we're being real, it's, you know, that's as keto as you can get at a fast food restaurant, you know? So now the one downside is that this does contain dairy. So, you know, it is what it is. The ingredients, MTC oil, creamer, non-fat dry milk, and then grass-fed whey protein concentrate. So yeah, a lot of milk bases or dairy bases or whatever, but the stuff is delicious. I was surprised. And so how I took it was I got that and I mixed it with the second supplement, which was creatine. So that creatine, that PB2, the dry peanut butter. So I mixed that up with just a little bit of the almond milk. Just enough to like turn it into like a almost like a pudding. So I kind of just whipped it until it was in a nice thick state, and then I put it in the refrigerator for maybe an hour or so before I came back to it. And I mean, it was like pudding. The taste was just phenomenal. I ate it and I was like, oh wow, I could have this every day and be totally happy. That was also one of those things, like, cause sometimes when you eat stuff and it tastes really good, you're like, shit, there's no way that's good for me if it tastes that good. But, if it's the macros, I think the macro breakdown for one scoop is 13 grams of fat, 7 grams of protein, and 4 net carbs. So 6 carbs and 2 fiber. Now they do add sugar, so that's kind of a bummer, but it was really, really tasty. So I'll definitely, finish this bottle in the next week, probably week or maybe week and a half. And then I went ahead and ordered the keto meal that American Metabolics sells, because I'm a, I watched the Goody Beast guy on YouTube, and he just happened to have a birthday this weekend. So there was like a sale on their whole website. It was like 30% off. So now I was kind of mad, because then I realized, wow, I could have bought this tub that they have. It's 40 servings. And it's a higher calorie supplement, and it was $60. So, twice as much for the same price. So I went in and bought that just because that guy's birthday is only once a year. So chances are he's not going to or that sale won't be there. Normally, I think he has like a 10% discount or something. So that was great. So I'll be excited to try that. So that, that should hold me for the next month at least, between that one and this one. So those are the two new additions. And creatine, I mentioned, I think no matter what you're doing, you should have creatine on a daily basis. It's just like one of those well-tested supplements that has never yielded anything but positive results for the most part. So, it's great. I've always taken it. Okay, so the supplements I got from GNC, one is a, this is called multi-enzyme, plant-based digestive enzyme. And it's got all those things. So there's like three things that help, I'm trying to think, because I'm not going to know these for sure, but there's three ingredients that like help metabolize the macros that the body consumes. And so because of that, I'm not going to sit here and try and explain them to you because I don't know them well enough, but I've read on them enough to just go ahead and buy the supplements and try them. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Because of Anchor, I can't edit that out, so you'll just have to deal. But anyways, so there's those three supplements that help break down particular macronutrients that come into the body. And between the three supplements that I got for digestive health, I have all those covered. So I have a multi-enzyme that I take once prior to each meal. So like today, I've only had it once since I've just had the cheat meal at Five Guys, and then I'll have it again when I have some brisket, some Trader Joe's brisket, and another keto meal pudding, I guess, for dessert. So, and then I have a GNC probiotic complex, So this just is, let's see what it says. Extra strength, potency guarantee, clinically studied, multi-strain formula for heightened probiotic support. 100 billion CFUs. And I got that based off of the research I had done. You know, they said anything over like 50 billion is what you want. So it's kind of expensive. There's only 20 tablets, so it doesn't even last you a month if you take one once a day. So I got that. And then the other one, so those two are from GNC. And then I got this. The rest of the stuff is from either Walmart or I believe it was Homeland. And I've had these for a while. Let me talk about this one. So Spring Valley, which I'm sure, you know, they're probably not the most, you know, amazing brand, but whatever. These supplements, if they have half of what they say that they have in them, just getting them into your system can't be bad. So I got this one. So I have the probiotic and I have the enzyme, and then I have a probiotic multi-enzyme. So that's like a combo of those two supplements. And so I take that post meal, depending on how many meals I have a day. So I'll take the enzyme and the probiotic. The probiotic I take once a day, the enzyme, multi-enzyme I take before each meal. And then this probiotic multi-enzyme I take after each meal. And then, let's see, the next one is green tea extract. So I just take that. I just saw that. I was like, green tea makes sense. Everybody talks about how good green tea is for you. It says plus Hoodia, which I don't know what that is. And so this just says antioxidant support. So I take that twice, take two tablets, maybe two or three times a day, depending on how many times I eat. And then cayenne, dietary supplement, says it supports metabolism. So cayenne, I just take one of those, one tablet, three times a day with food. Let me take that back. It might just be two. Yeah, one to two times a day, preferably with a meal. So that's that. So that's supposed to be for metabolism. And then so the wild card here is activated charcoal. I think that, so this is General Wellness, popular absorbent made from coconut shells used in ancient wellness programs. So basically it's just supposed to absorb like those things that you don't really, your body doesn't really need or have a use for, and help pass those along through the system. Because obviously your body's not going to do anything with charcoal. I think that's why I had that day, that kind of weird day where my body just went nuts and then, you know, dropped all that stuff off, and then I felt much better afterwards. And then the two other supplements that I take, magnesium and potassium. So those are just supplements that every keto person will tell you should take to help with the keto flu or help with prevention of the keto flu. So I'm taking all that stuff on a daily basis and haven't had any problems with it. I don't feel weird. You know, some of them taste funny, so you got to kind of choke them down fast. But so that is that. That's all that I'm taking. And like I said, all this stuff is cheap except for the stuff from GNC, but you could spend $20 and get a month or a month and a half supply of most of this stuff. So, but we'll come back to wrap up this episode in just a few. Okay. So that's it for this episode. Like I said, I feel good. I'm excited to take this as far as I can. I probably should talk about my goals. Right now, my primary goal is to get under 300 pounds. I mean, I haven't been under 300 pounds since I finished playing football in 2009, 2000. Yeah. Well, 2010 January is my last game in college. So I haven't been under 300 pounds in over 8 years. So that's my first goal. And then from there, it's just about, I want to look good, but my primary goal is to just eliminate this fat, because if you've seen or done any research, the fat on our body is so bad I mean, it's the reason that we die. Like, it's because it's not even the fact that you can see. It's the fact that you can't see that kills people. And I just don't want that to be my reason for not living a full life. You know, there's things that you can't control, like cancer and, you know, hereditary things like that. But fat, that's something anybody can control. And it just takes effort. It takes education and it takes, you know, persistence. Consistency has never been one of my strong suits. So that's part of what this podcast is about, is just keeping me accountable and kind of keeping me on track. Like I said, working from home has made it a lot easier. I don't have the same cravings because I don't have the same options. Like, I can't just get in my car in the middle of the day when I'm supposed to be working to go grab food. Whereas when I was at the office, I could get up and go downstairs and run into a cafe or whatever, you know, so it was much easier to get to things and not really be missing. But, you know, like I said, I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm not in a rush. I'm going to do this as long as I possibly can. And I'll find ways to cheat in a way that doesn't derail my, my progress, because like I said, first goal, 300, second goal, eliminate as much fat as possible, while continuing to work out. And yeah, so that's my goal. But, if you're listening or if you have listened this far, wow, thank you. I'm sure that most of the people that click on this are just like listening for 2 seconds and then going to the next thing, which is fine. I totally expect that. This isn't really for anybody in particular. It's just more so for me. I do like listening back, which is new. Haven't always liked doing that. But, you know, if you have made it this far, ask a question. You know, if you're using the Anchor app, you can send in a video clip and I can add it and answer it. I think I've probably talked about my social media before, but, Twitter would probably be the best way. I think my, I always forget my username because it's different. My Twitter is New Orleans DB, so New Orleans Delta Bravo. But yeah, so if you have questions, you can hit me up there. I'm not talking about keto on there. Like, I don't talk to people about keto because it's a fad diet, you know, so people treat it as such when it's been around for a long time. So you just, you know, people get annoyed about keto the same way they get annoyed about CrossFit or whatever the thing is that people are doing right now. So I don't talk about it on there, but I will if someone asks me about it. So, like I said, I appreciate it. I'll probably come back around day 10 or so to give you guys or myself an update. So, like I said, I appreciate you listening if you have, and have a good evening.
Yay! The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.